God thinks big, and He has big plans for you. So get ready to be strengthened and stretched in your spirit as Kenneth Copeland shares exciting truth from God's Word on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 4, if you would please, and let's read our foundation scripture that the Lord has given us. Verse 1, Matthew 4, 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Okay. Ooh, that's good, Lord. Thank you. I appreciate that. Somebody somewhere, either in this room or on television and so forth, has let the devil con them into the idea that God led them into a place of temptation and they're struggling to stand up against it. That's a lie from hell. And if I had the time, not my message today, but you can study it out. God, with every temptation, gives you the way of escape. Amen. Amen. All right. Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. Starvation had set in, so this was an extremely intense temptation. When the tempter came to him, he said, "If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written." Oh, I tell you, I like that. "It is written." If he'd have said, "God the Father said to me when I was in heaven before I came to the earth," that just cut me plumb out. Huh? But when he said, "It is written," whoa, that put the sword in my hand, praise God. Isn't that good? Amen. That's rich, man. I mean, that's heavenly rich. "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And I'll take a moment to kind of catch us up here a little bit, because I am believing God, and I believe you're believing with me, for a stretching on the inside.
Yes.
Bill Winston was stretching us today. Amen. Stretching you into the supernatural. Amen. Brother Keith Moore, stretching us. Yes. Stretching us to step on in there and believe we are what God says we are and we can do what He says do. Jerry, stretching us. Stretching us to walk in the favor of God day in, day out. Favor all around you. Favor on you and favor following you all the days of your life. Glory to God. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Stretch. Stretch on the inside. Oh, yeah. Stretching on the inside. I'm getting bigger on the inside. Hallelujah. More room for the Word. Yes, amen. Every time you activate the love of God, the love commandment, the law of Jesus, every time you tell God you love Him, every time you tell someone you love them in the Lord, every time you look in someone's face and say, "Sweetheart, I find no fault in you." Every time you act in grace, every time you do that, you get bigger on the inside. You get bigger on the inside. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Amen. All right. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If God has said it, you can hear it. If God ever says it, you can hear it. And as I told you earlier, and I'm going to tell you again because I want to hear it again. Sitting, once again, out on my deck. And it's the same time that I was talking about to Brother Bill there a while ago. It was during that same time. I'm praying in the Spirit for this meeting. And I'm just praying along there. And those words kept coming at me. Every word, every word. Now, I'd gotten hold of this before and have enjoyed this for a long time, but I never had preached on it as a topic assigned by the Lord to teach or preach it. And until recently, last several months now. And I'm sitting out there. And I heard the word come to me. I tell you, it's just glorious. He said, Kenneth, I could begin speaking to you a word every second and continue throughout eternity and never say the same word twice. I am God. Whoa. You know what that is? You know what that is? That's big. He is big. And when he said that, he just got bigger in my eyes. I just said, whoa. Yeah. He's God. He could say a word a second throughout eternity and never say the same word twice. He's God. Whoa. And he said, yes, I am God and I created you. And if I spoke to you a word a second throughout eternity and never said the same word twice, you could hear every word. And it hit me. Whatever he says, I'm only one word behind him. Woo, glory to God. He says it, I hear it, I say it, he does it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, that made you stretch some right there. Oh, yeah. Amen. Now, go with me. No, I'm not quite ready to do that yet. Let's go again to John chapter 16. Let's read that once again. That's just one of the most exciting things I've ever heard in my life. This has been a source of great strength, deliverance, victories over the years for Gloria and me. Oh, my, just marvelous. 16th chapter of John, starting with the 13th verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, well, he's here, he will, so this is the will of God, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he will speak. Now, here's something you really need to, this really needs to become indelible in your thinking. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is your Lord. Amen. He is responsible to God the Father for every second of your life between now and the time that you come before him in glory. Yeah. Jesus is responsible for every second. Yes, for the plan and the will of God. God has a plan for our lives. The Bible said He set every member, not just the preachers, every member, everyone in the body of Christ in the place that pleases Him. And I had one fella tell me one time, "Oh yeah, Brother Copeland, and now I've come to the conclusion that I'm the armpit." Well, I had a tendency to agree with him. And I had to repent because I'd... Well, no. God, it said, say continually. You know what continually means? Yeah. Let them say continually. Continually. All the time. All the time. All the time. Say continually that He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. You take that over into the New Testament, He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His children. So wherever He puts you, wherever He has assigned you, that's the most prosperous place you could possibly be. Because it matches all the grace that He's put in your life. It matches all the grace that He's planned to bring in your life. It matches all the favor that He's got planned and stacked up for you every moment of every day of your life. God does not give you things to meet your needs. Well, I thought He did. Well, that's what you get for thinking instead of believing. No, if you look and see what he wrote to Timothy, he said, the Apostle Paul said that we should praise God because He gives us richly. How many?
All.
There's that all again. All means all. All what?
Things.
Richly. Not scarce, richly. For what?
To enjoy.
Boy, that knocks a bunch of religious bull in the head, doesn't it? It really does now. I mean it. Richly to enjoy. That's the reason Brother Keith mentioned this yesterday. And we really, 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 really need to take hold of this. That we don't love things. The scripture tells us not to love things. Don't you just love my new suit? No. I enjoy it. He gave it to me to enjoy. And it met my need. But that need wasn't the reason He gave it to me. He gave it to me to enjoy. Now, once we begin to get hold of this, can you see where this is leading? The first inquiry we have before the Lord is, where's my place? I'm not interested in making that decision. Because up until now, every time I made that decision, I wound up in the wrong place. Thank God for praying mamas. Amen. I tried to go to hell, mama wouldn't let me. So, your place is filled with grace and favor. Yes. Yeah. Amen. And wealth,
yes,
and riches in your house.
Amen.
That's what the 112th Psalm says. I really do appreciate the Lord putting that psalm in there like that, because it said, here is a man that delights himself greatly in the commandments of God. And that's not just talking about the Ten Commandments. Jesus, referring to the commandments of God, said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me, my Father will love him, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. See, what's he talking about? Whatever he says, you do it. Amen. The man that delights greatly in the commandments of the Lord gets excited when God tells him to do something. Now, I almost got to my message today. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. We're stretching. Go to the third chapter. At least we'll introduce this, and as the Lord leads, we'll continue in it later. In the third chapter of the book of Ephesians, verse 14, you'll find this on the bottom of every partner letter I write. And the reason I put it there is because we pray this for you. We pray this prayer for you. And I fully intend for you to pray it back. Yeah. I intend for you to pray that for this ministry. I intend for you to pray that for the other partners. Yeah, glory to God. Now, for this cause, we're just going to take our time in this, and we're going to stretch. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father. Say Father.
Father.
I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom. Now, the of whom here is not referring to Jesus. It's referring to the Father. Now, let's look at it grammatically. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. See, Jesus is part of the family. He's head of the family, but he's joint heir with us. We're joint heir with him. Amen. All of us are named after the Father. Now hold your place there and go with me over to the book of Philippians. Verse 5 out of this in the second chapter. Let this mind be in you. Allow your mind to think this way. Renew your mind so it thinks like this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He's saying here, you need to start thinking like that. See, we're not a sub-heir. We're a joint heir. We've been born again by what force? We've been born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. We have been made the righteousness of God. Made. The Scripture uses the word created in Christ Jesus. Now back over there to the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. Of whom that name that is above every name that is named. Since people are not aware anymore of and absolutely sure of its pronunciation. Now there are a lot of people making all different kinds of and that's fine. I don't hold against that. I'm interested in that myself. But until I hear the Lord pronounce it to me, I just use the Hebrew letters, yud he vav he. Amen. And, oh, it impacts me, that name, above every name that's named. And at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, to the glory of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Oh, heaven's wealth of information and revelation. Glory to God. It's alive in me. Now, look at this. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You've been named the same name. The name, Yeshua. That is a mingled name. It's God and man. Hallelujah. Oh, what I wanted you to realize with me here, God sees you equal to himself. You better get big on the inside. I hit some of his choke point right there. Yeah, he said, you better let yourself think this way. See, you're not robbing God. You're not taken away from him to call yourself equal with him, because you are in Christ Jesus. He is God, and he created you. He made you. He made you with the same word that he raised Jesus from the dead with. He raised you up just like him, in his image, in his likeness. He can say it, you can hear it. He can say it, you can hear it. He can say it, you can believe it. You can say it, you can say it, you can believe it, you can believe it, and he will act on it. Just exactly the same way he did Jesus while he was here on this earth. Glory to God. I like what I heard Bill Winston say. Jesus Christ of Nazareth was, when he was on earth, the example son. He's the example son. He's the way we're supposed to be thinking. He's the way we're supposed to be acting. He's the way we're supposed to be talking. And just like him, our words are not our own. But it's the Father that dwells within. He does the work. And I plan in the name of Jesus for it to be done right now. Yeah. Right now. Amen. I said right now. Yeah. Like them two soldiers sitting there in the tent. One of them said, how do you spell rat? He said, R-A-T. He said, no, not no mousy rat. Rat, like rat now. I want it right now. Amen. Right now. Suddenly.
Suddenly. Now.
Glory. That he, this verse here is where we're going to close. That he would grant you, this is a heavenly grant. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be stretched, amen, enlarged, strengthened, lengthened with might, amen, by his Spirit in your inner man. Now stand up with me. Now you follow me word for word. Father, we pray.
Father, we pray.
We bow our knee.
We bow our knees.
And we ask you in Jesus' name.
And we ask you in Jesus' name.
Grant us, Father.
Grant us, Father.
According to the riches of your glory.
To be strengthened,
stretched,
enlarged,
with your might,
by your Spirit in my inner
man. I believe I receive it now. I take it.
I receive my cleansing
from all unrighteousness.
I receive now
my heavenly grant
of an inward man strengthening,
an enlargement,
a stretching.
Oh, we love you, Father. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
What you heard today is the truth. Any important change in your life that you want to see on the outside usually requires some sort of spiritual stretching on the inside first. So we're offering you a resource today that's going to help you do just that. It's called Hope, the Blueprint of Faith. It's 8 messages on CD by Brother Copeland. And this teaching has helped so many people begin to understand the working relationship between hope and faith. The kind of hope that God gives is not just wishful thinking, and it's not passive. No, it builds a powerful image on the inside that leads to change on the outside. In fact, the physical world, if you were to remodel or expand your home, you need to study a set of blueprints to help you envision and make those changes. And in a similar way, God's Word provides the blueprints, if you will, to help you envision and expand your spiritual capacity. It lets you know what God wants to do in your life, so you'll be ready to receive everything He has for you. Amen? So we put the ordering information on your screen. You can call us or visit our website and order your copy of Hope, the Blueprint of Faith. Praise God. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
This week's broadcast is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Order your copy of Hope, the Blueprint of Faith, and learn how hope and faith work together to expand your spiritual capacity. To order your copy, call us at 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org/tvspecial. Order your copy today. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas.